not for a while. First up, J.J. Keegan. Jim Keegan is a golf strategist and a golf course consultant who travels all over the world and advises golf businesses and golf course operators on how to maximize their profits. Some people look at the golf industry and say the glass is half full. Others say it's half empty. Well, Jim Keegan looks at it and says the glass is overflowing and you need to get your share. And Jim Keegan will be back with us today here on Tee to Green. Then later in the show, Lee Wybransky will be here. You may not know him, but you've seen his work. He's an artist who creates artwork, posters, and merchandise celebrating the biggest events in golf and the most iconic golf courses in the world. He recently did the poster for the Ryder Cup, and this week the USGA will unveil his poster for next summer's U.S. Open at Shinnecock. Lee Wybransky here today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose?
No double bogey blues a lot around here. Tee to Green, America's longest running network radio golf show. You can hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. It's also streamed live at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie teeing it up and talking golf with J.J. Keegan next, right here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every week, every Sunday, here on Tee to Green, the golf show. How you doing today? Along with our producer, Robert DeCosa, Master Control, I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell has the day off today, and I'm so jealous. Debbie, being somewhat of a celebrity, is playing in a celebrity golf tournament. While she's doing that, I'm sitting here looking at about 6 inches of snow in my backyard. I can't play golf, but I can talk golf. That's the plan for today. Later in the show, Lee Wybransky will be here, a golf artist who does artwork, who does posters and merchandise celebrating the biggest golf events in the world and some of the most iconic golf courses in the world. He recently did the artwork for the Ryder Cup. He's been working on the artwork and the posters for next year's U.S. Open, and he's going to take time from all that to join us later in the hour today on Tee to Green. But our first guest is teed up and ready to go. It's been a while since we've talked to Jim Keegan, J.J. Keegan, from Golf Convergence, golf strategist, golf consultant, who travels all over the country and all over the world and meets with and advises golf businesses and golf course operators on how to maximize their profits. We've got him today right here on Tee to Green. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Top of the morning to you, Jay. I'm like you. I've got 6 inches of snow in my backyard, but I was able to play earlier this week in North Carolina. But more importantly, I'm thrilled to warm up the show for Lee. I literally saw Auction for a Day, member Auction for the Day, Lee's work is being featured for people to be able to buy it on an email I got this morning. He is known. Great, you're going to have him on the show.
Fantastic. Well, and boy, if anybody out there is looking for an unusual or a fantastic gift idea for that golfer on their list for the holidays for Christmas, they might want to check that out. We're going to talk to Lee about that. But hey, there's no one better that has their finger on the pulse of the golf industry than J.J. Keegan, our guest right now. How long, Jim, have you been doing this?
It's 1989, Jay. It's taken me to 64 countries. I've played in 42 countries, played 91 of the top 100 around the world. I have been very, very lucky and fortunate that I've been able to make my passion, my love for the game of golf, a career.
You are my hero, let me tell you that, sir. So, how about a little state of the golf business and the golf industry right now? Where are we? Where are things headed?
Just like AI, that is booming significantly, and people are wondering, will it crash and come down? The same sentiment is held by all of the management companies, that they continue to see growth. Rounds are up 1.5%. It'll near 550 million rounds. The number of golfers have gone from 24 million. It's up to 28 million as of the beginning of 2025. And what's amazing about golf, Jay, is that more people now play golf non-green grass, meaning simulators at Topgolf in hitting bays around the country. More people are now involved in off green grass golf than actually green grass golf itself.
How is that affecting the entire industry? And how is it affecting green grass golf?
I'm pausing a little bit because you would think that the transition from going to Topgolf or bays and simulators and, you know, these indoor winter leagues that are becoming so popular across the United States would result in an immediate surge of like 25% of those people wanting to go try green grass. They're only seeing the conversion rate at about 10% of the non-green grass golfers wanting to try golf.
Well, I think you dropped out on us there. Hello.
right here. And so golf is doing very, very well. I think one of the barometers on to measure how strong golf is the initiation fees of clubs. There's now a club in Florida where the initiation fee on a non-equity basis is $1 million. There are 10 general managers running private clubs in Florida whose salaries exceed $1 million. Even if you look here, Jay, you in Colorado Springs, if we look at the initiation fees, how they have soared in Colorado, one of the great examples is the Country Club at Castle Pines. 10 years ago, there was a $12,500 transfer fee, and you could make a bid on becoming a member, and the member that was getting out, if you bid 20, he'd get $7,500, and the club would get $12,500. Today, the initiation fee at the Country Club at Castle Pines is $90,000. There's a four-year wait list, and you have to put up a $50,000 non-refundable deposit to get onto the wait list. If that doesn't reflect a tremendous demand for country club golf, it's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, well, that's the high-end side. What about the guys, you know, the common weekend guys that go out, guys and gals that are going out and playing that don't have that kind of bank account?
The public, the municipal and daily fee play in the major metropolitan areas, getting a tee time has become a premium. That golf courses, if we take the Fossil Trace, shortly they're going to put all of their tee times online for all of 2026. And they're doing demand pricing whereby if you want to pay $175, you can get a tee time anywhere in April, May, June, or July coming up shortly at Fossil Trace. The other trend that we're seeing, and it's really interesting, golfers, they're usually 7 days in advance to make a reservation. Think about that. Airlines, hotel, tickets to the Broncos, to the Colorado Avalanche, to the New York Rangers, to the theater. You can buy those tickets up to a year in advance, 335 days for airlines. The golf industry is now adapting to selling tee times at a premium beyond the seven-day window. The golf club at Bear Dance, you can get a tee time in advance up to 90 days by paying an additional $25 a player. And while the person is saying golf is getting expensive, well, the average golfer makes $108,000, is 45 years of age, and plays 20 rounds a year. And so, therefore, where there is demand exceeding supply, you'll see a raise of prices, and this is what's happened across the industry. Take a look at City Park. I played with a member of the RNA about, it was in 2019. We paid on the new City Park golf course when it opened, we paid $21 plus $15 for a cart for a total of $36. And we were kind of commenting, after they spent $100 million renovating City Park, how could they make that work? Well, today, the green fee is $53 with a $20 cart, and so you're at $73. So you've seen the prices double at City Park just within the span of 5 or 6 years. And try to get a tee time at City Park. It's impossible. Even if you buy, they sell a reservation card for $25 where it gives you a 14-day window versus seven. The only way I've been able to play City Park is a single finding a late cancellation. Demand on the public golf courses is that strong.
Well, that's great for the golf courses and for the bottom line, but what is that doing? Is that discouraging a lot of people from playing?
No. Jay, what's really interesting in the directors of golf and the general managers that I talk to is that there is becoming a great cultural shift where people that have played the golf game traditionalists, like you, like me, are very cost conscious, looking for good values, looking for great rates. Today's golfers between the ages of 20 and 40, they view golf as entertainment. They're not looking, they're recreational players, and they're avid, but they may not necessarily be accomplished. So for them to come in and just drop their credit card without even asking what the green fees are or what the carts are and saying, give me a dozen balls, there's something going on in the 20 to 40-year-olds where money seems to be irrelevant with respect to their desire to play golf.
Jim Keegan, J.J. Keegan, Golf Convergence, our guest. We're talking about the business of golf and the state of the golf industry these days. Jim is going to do a couple of segments with us, and I hear the music, so we got a break coming up, Jim. But stay with us, and I want to get a little bit more into this, and we'll cover. I want to get back to the non-traditional and the non-greengrass golf side of things as well. As we're talking to J.J. Keegan today, coming up later in the show, Lee Wybransky, golf artist, will be here. And we're talking golf as we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. We'll be right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Golf, that's the language we speak every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. How you doing today? Thanks for listening, and thanks for making being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie. My guest from Golf Convergence, J.J. Keegan, Jim Keegan, a longtime golf strategist and golf course consultant who advises golf businesses and golf course operators on how to maximize their profits. And we carried Jim over from the first segment. Jim, you mentioned in the first segment we started getting into the discussion about the growth in non-green grass golf, things like Top Golf and golf simulators and stuff like that. Are you advising those people as well as the green grass golf operators?
The direct answer is no, with respect to a standalone simulator or like Topgolf. Where we are advising is that golf courses that have capacity in their banquet and ballrooms to put in simulators as a way of continuing golfers playing throughout the year. We have a client up in Calgary, Play Golf Calgary, that has four spectacular golf courses, and on two of their golf courses they put in simulators because they've got their restaurant operation and they're generating an extra $400,000 a year by having simulators in what would normally be where the tournament banquets are being held. It's become very popular. The other thing that is really a trend, Jay, is that golf courses that are installing Top Tracer on the range. Green Valley Ranch here by the Denver International Airport put in Top Tracer where they're selling Envision Top Golf, but without that $25 million investment. The investment in Top Golf can be, the investment in Top Tracer can be as little as $30,000, $2,500 a month license fee, and about $30,000 to install the poles and electricity. It's become very popular, creating a place to hit with tables behind where three or four people can sit and play Pebble Beach or St. Andrews. And so, therefore, the function of time, the ability to come and play for an hour, to play a famed golf course, it is truly entertainment, and it is really attracting a lot of people to the sport of golf.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And one of the trends, I guess you might say, of the modern golf industry. We talked in the first segment about dynamic pricing. We talked about the ability now to book tee times way, way, way in advance. And the membership fees at some of the top and more exclusive golf clubs as well. Where are we headed with this? As it gets more expensive to play golf, they charge more. Their costs go up, they charge more to cover that. Is the golf industry, the golf business, kind of chasing its tail here? What's going to happen?
It's really interesting in terms of what's going on. There will be no new golf courses built in the top 100 cities in the United States from a function of lack of housing that exists, from the cost of the real estate. And so, therefore, there is a fixed limitation on the number of golf courses that will exist in the U.S. What you're seeing in terms of courses being built are for the uber wealthy that are vanity purchases like Childress Hall in Childress, Texas, or Whispering Pines in Texas, or Congaree in South Carolina. But the demand for golf, let me give you two examples of how popular it is. Big Cedar, Johnny Morris is the Bass Pro Shops in Branson, Missouri, has six golf courses. We called this September to book. All they had were some times available in late September of next year. And for us to secure the housing and the tee times, we had to put up a deposit of $2,000. Even more extreme, Bandon Dunes, which is arguably the best golf resort in America, to go and just really enjoy golf as it exists. To get a tee time there, you have to now enter a lottery. And if you then are selected in the lottery, you can then purchase the tee times and put up a deposit. Fortunately, in early November, I was notified that I was 50th on the list and I qualified for the lottery. I could get tee times, you ready for this, on April 30th of 2027 through May 3rd, and the deposit was $2,300.
Wow.
Think about that. I'm having to book to go play Bandon Dunes 18 months in advance, putting up a $2,300 deposit. I'm sure people that are listening to this are saying, what's available for the financially challenged? Well, the municipal golf courses on Monday through Thursday in the mornings, in the afternoons, joining leagues, men's and ladies' leagues, where there are some leagues that literally rotate through the golf courses here in the Denver Metroplex, are entry points for those that are looking for affordable golf. In the off-peak times, in joining leagues, is the way that they will be experiencing golf going forward.
Interesting. J.J. Keegan, Golf Convergence, our guest here on TD Green. While all this is happening, Jim, this year alone, about 30 to 40 golf courses are going to close. How do you How do you balance the two here?
Quite frankly, the cost, the value of real estate exceeds the revenue potential and the investment potential of a golf course. And so therefore, if many of the Daily Feet golf course owners are over 50 years of age, and so therefore they're looking for a transition. They don't have sons or daughters wanting to be involved in the business. There are venture capital firms out there buying golf courses in the major markets, Heritage being a case in point, having bought Bear Dance, Plum Creek, and Colorado National here in Colorado for $36 million last year. So where there is not an exit strategy, that if you're in the outlying areas of America, in the suburbs, in the rural areas of Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, there's not sufficient demand in those markets because of the lack of population where they're going to be viable. Let me give you another example, Jay. I just was in North Carolina at a golf course on the Albemarle Sound. Within a 10-mile radius of the golf course, the median household income is 31,000. The population is only 450 people. They're losing $1.7 million a year. And quite frankly, unless they build a hotel and change the orientation of the facility to a resort, they've got no chance.
So do you see then the demise of the, I guess for lack of a better word or better phrase, the mom and pop golf courses? Are they going to go away?
I'm pausing on that. A really good case is Gull Lake up in Michigan. Six golf courses. It was owned by the Scott family for decades. As the family aged, the parents died. The siblings got into a discussion in terms of what was the value and what they should do. They ultimately put the golf course on the six courses on the market, and it recently sold for $30 million. And so if you also look in Plymouth, Michigan, Kathy and Sandy Asnavorian had a very good golf course at Fox Hills. They got acquired by a venture capital firm because of the location in a major market. So you're seeing the transition of golf course ownership for those that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s where there's not an exit plan for them. The courses that are going to struggle are those in the outlying areas. One-third of the golf courses in the United States exist in an area where there's less revenue potential than $1 million per 18 holes within a 10-mile radius. With the acceleration of costs that you've just mentioned, they're going to struggle. And so it's really a bifurcated economy where the rich are going to do very well. Demand exceeds supply in the major markets, but in the outlying areas, I think they will remain challenged.
And speaking of that older segment of golfers, the people, golfers in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, a lot of them retired on a fixed income, maybe drawing a pension or just trying to get by, play a little golf on Social Security. What about those folks? Are they just hosed?
No. Some of the golf courses, it's a question, will they be able to go to places like the Broadmoor on a frequent basis and pay the $300 green fee? The answer is no. But the municipal golf courses are the entry door to the game of golf. And so, therefore, most of the municipalities, 75% as a matter of fact, offer a season pass priced somewhere between $1,200 and $2,100. They will be able to buy those season passes and play on an unlimited basis.
Okay, that sounds good. What are you, as we turn the page on 2025 and look forward to the new year, anything on the horizon that you see as worth noting or talking about?
There's a trend in the industry right now to require the prepayment of tee times. So therefore, if you want to play the Colorado Golf Association's Common Ground Golf Course, when you book your tee time, you have to put up a credit card that's immediately charged. When you get to the course, you can then get the merchandise, the food and beverage, and pay supplementally for carts. But we're seeing the movement to selling tee times way beyond the seven-day window, charging a premium for those times from $10 to $25, or demand pricing at higher rates on selected days, or the option of having to pay up in advance for it is going to be an evolving trend, because golf courses have a 7% no-show rate. And when you're looking at the average golf course doing, let's just use the estimate of 40,000 rounds, if they lose 2,800 rounds at you know, $50 right. around. That's six figures of income they've just lost. And so, therefore, yeah. based on the demand, I think they're going to start charging for no-shows. At the Ridge of Castle
right.
Pine, Jim. They just sold their season passes for next year, and they now have a 48-hour cancellation window.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green, the golf show. We're here every Sunday talking golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell has the day off today. Robert DeCozis with us in master control. We apologize for having to cut J.J. Keegan off as he got on a roll there toward the end of that last segment when we were talking about the cost of playing golf and some of the changes that are coming in the doing business in the golf industry. We'll get Jim back on sometime and we'll continue that discussion with him. But one of the things we were talking about was the high cost of playing golf. Here's one way you can combat it. The Greensaver, and we're talking about the 2026 Greensaver. If you live in the Rocky Mountain states or in Colorado, Arizona, Utah, Wyoming, the Greensaver is your ticket to year-round discounted golf at top courses and indoor facilities throughout the states of Colorado and Nevada. The more you play, the more you're going to save. The 2026 Greensaver, you can get it now at a discount price. Buy now and save $10 on both the book and the mobile. And the book and the mobile combined, regular $79, now just $69. The book's now just $44, and the mobile just $39. What a great holiday Christmas gift the 2026 Greensaver. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Our next guest is standing by and ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. It's been a few years since we last chatted with Lee Wybranski from Wybranski Art and Design in Flagstaff, Arizona, and we welcome Lee back to the show. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Doing great, Jay. Great to be back. How are you?
Great. I'll be in Arizona after the first of the year. I'll be in the Tempe area, though, but I'm looking forward to that visit, getting out of the Colorado cold for a few days. Let's talk about you, and you're an artist, but you're not just a regular artist, and you're doing a lot of your work in the golf business, and working with the USGA, with the PGA, the R&A. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been an artist working in golf. I'm a little scared to say that this is my 30-year anniversary of being an artist working in golf, but for about the first, 12 or 14 years, most of that work was done for private clubs. My first big job with the USGA was, I guess it wasn't a highly commercial job, but, you know, it was important to me. My first project with the USGA poster-wise was the Walker Cup in 2005. At Chicago Golf Club, and then in 2008 they gave me a shot at the big time with the U.S. Open Championship poster, and that happened to be the year that Tiger won next to the Pacific Ocean in a playoff on a broken leg. So we sold a lot of posters that year, and I've been fortunate to be back ever since.
And this year, in fact this week, you'll be at USGA headquarters. They will unveil the poster for the 2026 U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills, is that right?
That is right. I'll be heading to Pinehurst on Wednesday, and on Thursday at the Golf Museum at the USGA at Pinehurst, we'll be unveiling the original painting for next year's U.S. Open at Shinnecock, one of the founding members of the USGA, and we'll have some posters available, and I'll be doing a 45-minute Q&A on stage. The room is already booked out, which is very exciting and flattering. It's not my regular thing, but I'm very excited to do it.
Well, congratulations on that. So you get commissioned to do a poster for, say, and you just did the Ryder Cup as well. You get commissioned to do a poster for a big event like that. Where do you start as far as... you get commissioned to do it all the way to the eventual finished product. Where do you get your inspiration?
Well, I think of it as a pretty highly collaborative process. You know, a lot of what I'm trying to do is help the client or the championship, you know, with their messaging, so to speak. You know, I think of these posters as kind of a combination of fine art and visual communication. So in the case of the Ryder Cup, for example, what we decided there was we weren't really going to focus on the golf course as much as I might in some of my other projects. I mean, Bethpage Black is obviously a masterpiece and well-known across the world. But for the Ryder Cup, we decided for the poster this year that we'd focus more on sort of the spectacle and the pageantry that you find at the Ryder Cup that you really don't find at any other golf event in the world. You know, the Ryder Cup is the only event where you see people dressed up as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, or the European Rockettes. I mean, you just see all these crazy characters at the Ryder Cup. So we decided to focus on some of that colorful personality for the project this year.
So do you have to do a lot of background, a lot of research, or are you familiar with these things before you go into it?
I typically visit the site 6 months to a year in advance to take my photos, get some ideas, look for inspiration. Now I've been doing this a little while, so this is, I guess, the third time I've painted Bethpage. So I know Bethpage pretty well, at least from an artistic standpoint. I typically do visit early on to get my ideas and to come up with new concepts for the client. And I'll usually create 1, 2, sometimes 3 different studies that I'll submit to the client, and then we'll go back and forth and discuss which one we think will get the most traction. And then once I have approval we call them mock-ups. You know, they're sort of rough cut-and-paste affairs. Once I have approval on the layout, then I actually begin to paint the final artwork.
From Flagstaff, Arizona, and Wybranski Art and Design, we're talking to Lee Wybranski today here on Tee to Green. He recently did the artwork and the poster for the upcoming U.S. Open the next summer at Shinnecock Hills. He's been doing this for some 3 decades now. And Lee, do you have a favorite or of all the things, the project you've worked on, is there one that maybe stands out the most to you?
It's hard to pick just one, obviously, but maybe if I had to, you know, have my feet to the fire to pick one, that first U.S. Open might be it. It really kind of, I'd never experienced success like that before. You know, I would step away from the signing desk, and when I got back 20 minutes later after a break, there'd be 30 people waiting in line to get their signed poster. It was also one of the first times that, well, I don't know, I used a lot of golf metaphors, Jay. You know, lots of times the courses I really, really want to play, I bring my C game. And this was one of those rare occasions where it was the biggest stage in my career, and I created one of my best images ever. So things married up pretty well that year, and it kind of changed everything. So if I had to pick one, I would say 2008 at Torrey Pines.
And I was there, by the way, at Torrey Pines for that event, watched Tiger limp around Torrey Pines for more than regulation time to win that. So your initial venture was with the USGA, and since then you've worked with, the success you had there, did that lead to your work with the PGA and now the RNA and your expansion of your business?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, Jay. In addition to being an artist, you might say, you know, I've always been an entrepreneur, and, you know, I've always been a bit of a hustler and tried to chase opportunities. So once we were fortunate enough to create the work for the U.S. Open, I did that for a few years, and then I was able to secure my next major championship, which was across the pond, which was the Open Championship, was the second major that I added to the portfolio. And first one I did there was 2012 at Royal Lytham, and I've worked with the RNA ever since that time, and then in 2013 we were able to add the PGA Championship. You just try and keep the momentum and build the momentum, right? Just like when you're having a good round.
Exactly. Are you partnering up with someone now, or are you still doing all the work yourself?
Well, we're a little studio, you might say, sort of a boutique agency. So we have five people, including myself, in the studio. In addition to all of the artwork that we produce for different events, we also, for about 25 years, you know, I've been specializing in creating special logos and brand design for golf clubs and resorts around the country. So we've helped over 100 clubs around the country with their branding. So I have a team of creatives, as well as my wife, who is the COO and handles operations for the business. So we're a tight little unit, but we get a lot done.
Yeah, branding is an interesting business and an offshoot of what you're doing with the posters and with the artwork. How did that happen, and how does that work?
I tell you, excuse me, the very first story that got us into that was kind of interesting. You know, golf is a very small world, especially when you get to sort of the top shelf levels. And one of my earliest clients had just changed jobs in 1999, and he had become the director of golf of the Atlantic City Country Club in New Jersey, of course. And at that point, the club had just finished celebrating its centennial. So here there's this 100-plus-year-old club that had just changed hands and been purchased by a casino concern. And my client had gotten a new position as the director of golf, and he brought us in and he said, "Lee, I love the look of your work. I love everything that you do. Do you think you could help us with our branding? Because we want to really draw a line in the sand. We want to celebrate the history of Atlantic City Country Club, but we also want to let the world know that sort of it's a new era. So we'd love your help." And you know, like any small business owner, you say, "Yeah, sure, we could definitely do that." And then you go figure out how to do it. So that's kind of how we got our foot in the door of the branding world. And that remains one of my favorite designs. It's a fairly prestigious place with a lot of history. Arnold Palmer played there. Walter Travis won the Amateur there. That not only do we do a lot of branding work in golf in general, but I could say that kind of set a precedent. A lot of the work that we do on the branding side of things is for clubs that are 100 or more years old, and that's a really unique assignment, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, too, that the way you work, if you're doing a poster or artwork for a facility, you probably do the same thing if you're doing the branding. I'm sure you visit the place, you study the history, you do your homework.
For sure. Even more so, frankly. If the posters are somewhat collaborative, I feel like the branding is extremely collaborative. It's not that difficult to create interesting-looking marks. What's challenging is to create a mark that really fits the culture of the club and the membership. And the only way to do that is by exactly what you said. We do a lot of research, not just with the club, but with local historical societies, things like that. And we really look far and wide for any sort of inspiration for visual designs. And, the ultimate test of success isn't, is it pretty or attractive to look at? It's creating a mark that fits the bill and that suits the club.
Got about a minute left here, Lee. As we get deeper into the holiday season, I think what you do and some of your collection and portfolio would make a great Christmas gift for that hard-to-find golfer on people's list. How can they find out more information, and how can they actually buy some of your products?
We are at leewybransky.com is my website, and virtually everything I've ever done for any private club in the country or all the championships is available on the website. It's a very busy time of the year for us, I'm happy to say, but there's plenty of time for orders to get out and time for the holidays. I'm trying to think, in addition to everything we've done up until now, at the end of this week, once the U.S. Open poster for 26 is unveiled in Pinehurst, those will be available on our website as well. So people could be the first ones to get their picture of Shinnecock for next year.
LeeWybransky.com for more information. Thanks, Lee. Happy holidays. Great job.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? Most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
It is the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, and another hour of Tee to Green has just flown by. It's what happens when you get great guests like J.J. Keegan of Golf Convergence and Lee Wybranski of Wybranski Art and Design in Flagstaff, Arizona. Thanks to them for joining us. As we turn to checking out the world of golf this weekend, of course, the Hero World Challenge is going on. That's the big event that everyone's been watching and talking about. But in Clearwater, Florida, there's an interesting event called the Skechers World Champions Cup. Look at it as the senior version of the Ryder Cup. Three teams of golfers representing the U.S., Europe, and an international squad, six players on each team. Team USA, some of the players for Team USA, Jim Furyk, Stuart Sink, Steve Stricker. Team Europe has Bernard Langer, Colin Montgomery, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and others. And the international team, there's Stephen Alker, there's Mike Weir, KJ Choi, and others. They played the first two rounds of this event on Thursday and Friday, and they were team play. Saturday was an off day, and today, Sunday, is head-to-head singles matches. $1.35 million in prize money up for grabs, and each member of the winning team will take home $100,000. It's only the second time they played this event. The first one was played in 2023, and Team USA was the winner. They were scheduled to play it last year, but it was postponed or canceled by a hurricane. Europe holds a 1.5-point lead over the U.S. team and a 3-point lead over the international team going into the final round today. You can watch it. It's on ESPN this morning, and then in the afternoon, the coverage will switch to ABC. It's the Skechers World Champions Cup. Hey, that's going to do it for the show today. Again, our thanks to J.J. Keegan, Lee Wybranski, a couple of great guests for joining us, and our thanks to Robert DeCozzi in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie. Get out, play some golf this week, play great, and hit them long and hit them straight.